are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, we're talking about women reclaiming their rest. All right, now sleep should not be a luxury. Can I say that again? Sleep should not be a luxury, friends. It is a gift from God. Rest is a gift from God. It's a time for restoration. It's a time for renewal. And yet many women find themselves battling insomnia, exhaustion, restless nights, sometimes feeling guilty for even wanting to rest. And so reclaiming restful sleep is a part of reclaiming wholeness, honoring the body that God gave us. So are you making room for rest in your busy life? To all my sisters out there, are you making that room? Are you able to set aside that time and say, now it's time for me to take a break? Are you able to listen to your body and recognize, all right, it's time for me to rest now. I've pushed for too long and for too hard, and it's enough now. Let's talk about it. Martha Masinja joins us on the line. My sister, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Hi, Wongi. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Martha. How are you doing? I think this is the first time we're speaking this year, right?
This year, yes.
Yes. Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much for joining us. And so glad that God has brought you and us across the line to 2026 and allowed us to have this conversation together. Thank you so much for your time.
Indeed. Thank you so much,
Azul. All right. So let's talk about this, Martha. I know a lot of women struggle with finding rest, whether it is because of insomnia, whether it is because of, you know, a mile-long to-do list, whether it is because of guilt and, you know, feeling guilty about wanting to take a break because there's so much to do. What are the main factors that tend to keep women from getting quality sleep?
Okay. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak on this topic, though I've been battling, what am I going to say? But then I was thinking to myself, let me just talk about myself, because there are many times that I have failed to find or to find quality sleep. And many times those things, when I'm failing to sleep, there are like quite few factors that I have noted that make me restless. Number one, I worry too much, especially when it comes to my finances. Mm. You know, we are living in a world where everyone is talking about no financial goals, you know, financial freedom. Do this, do that, so that you acquire your own shine, what, and whatnot. So when I think about where I am and where those goals are, they are quite far. And I tend to ask myself, am I really doing enough?
Yeah.
You know? Am I doing my best? And look at my friends, they are there. They are like juggling a lot of businesses at the same time. And you wonder, and you say, am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. And when I look at my friends, I'm looking at them and I'm like, wow, she's doing that business. She's flourishing. And also she has a job, like a 9-to-5 job, you know. And then you tend to look at yourself, am I really doing well? Okay, what am I not doing well? Where am I missing it? And that thing, honestly speaking, it has given me a restless. It has made me become restless. The other thing is relationships. And when I talk about relationships, when I talk about relationships, I'm not really talking not only on the maybe the female male, even just friends.
Yeah,
you know, there are times when there are those friends that you hold so dear, and then you tend to have so many misunderstandings between you and your friends, both on the male side and on the female side. Maybe that difference that comes is because of, I don't know, is a misunderstanding. And then you say, how do I reclaim this friendship? How do I do it? And because you know that everyone is a gift to you in your life.
Yeah.
And you, like I always say, I believe that we are all believers, and we don't need to have that caution, or rather that notion that is creeping into the church as well, to say, I will treat you the way you treat me.
Exactly.
Whatever you do to me, I will do to you. If you don't like me, I don't like you. I'm like, oh, goodness. And then, so for someone like me who really understands, to say, no, those things are for the world, yes, but Christ has called us to another level of being Christians, not just doing what people do to you, you know. And when you look at the friends that you have, you're having so many differences. How do I make things right? Those things personally have made me have a restless night. Then the last one, maybe that I'm going to say, is career-wise. There are many career women. I think even as I'm speaking right now, those that are hearing my voice, there are many women who are in many offices, be it in the health sector, in the education sector, in the marketing sector. Many women are involved in the career or in the corporate world. And so you find that where they are, there are so many. I think the last time I was talking about hair issues. So you find that where they are, there are so many rules that are governing them, and you find that they are failing to bloom and blossom. Why? Because maybe they are being intimidated, they are being mistreated, and you find that how do I breathe? And when she goes home or when you go home, you find that you are even failing to sleep. Okay, how do I just come out of this? Maybe they have accused you of something. You're failing to deliver. You're failing to deliver the task that you've been given at hand. You're failing to deliver. And your boss is there shouting at you. Your supervisor is saying, no, you're not competent. And so many, many things that you're thinking about. Say, how do I, you know, how do I breathe? Maybe the other thing is, mothers, and I believe Wongi, you're a mom. Children.
Yeah.
Children can give you restless night.
Yeah.
And are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Hello?
Hi, Martha. We can hear you clearly. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I can.
Yes.
I wanted to say, apart from being involved in the corporate world as women, giving us those restless, not having quality sleep, thinking about our workplaces, our supervisors, and how incompetent we may be. The other thing that I may mention, I think I've seen it, having an opportunity to see how women struggle with it, is just as a mom, just a mom, being a mom, I've had my own two eyes to see how moms struggle just raising a child.
Yeah.
It's that thing where you really want your children to grow up in a really good way, you know? Just like the Bible says, he grew both in wisdom and in stature. So you want that for your children. But when you look at how they are doing, it's not so well. And it baffles you and it troubles you. I have had opportunities to see how a mother is complaining about her child. And you can literally see that she really wants the best for her child. But she's failing how she can just, hey, you, I want you to be good, be excellent. So all those things summed up. Children, you know, even in these homes, not only children, even dependents, many things, dependents, relatives, many things give us restless, not have good quality sleep.
Tell me about it. If we have to start writing down our worries and concerns, we can be here the whole day. And like you're saying, once it gets to motherhood, or maybe not even a mother, if you're a caregiver, whether it's for your siblings' children, for your nieces or nephews, or you're taking care of your elderly parents, the list goes on and on and on. The number of things that can keep you up at night can just go on and on. But how does that then affect your spiritual health, your emotional well-being, your physical health? How does that lack of rest affect you?
It affects your spiritual, emotional, and physical health in a very, you know, this question actually is very personal to me, because I have seen how this has affected me. Whenever I try to put all the burdens and think about them and do not even have sleep, I find myself not even having strength to overcome the temptations and the trials for the next day. That's just how it is. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
You know, you find that you have burdened yourself so much such that you feel like, I need to carry all these things on my head. I need to solve them one by one. But you're failing to believe, or you're actually failing to realize that you are giving yourself less strength for tomorrow. I don't know if you get it.
Yeah.
So spiritually, there will be less strength to overcome. Emotionally, you know, we need emotional intelligence and emotional maturity in our day-to-day lives. So you find that for tomorrow, emotional intelligence or emotionally, the strength diminishes. Physically, even just your physical well-being, you'll not even be able to walk the way you need to walk. You know, sometimes someone mentioned to say, before you speak a word, even just how you walk tells me everything about what you're thinking about, you know. Mm-hmm. So everything here, when you don't have quality sleep, when you have lack of, when there's lack of rest, everything here is diminished. Everything diminishes. Your health in your life diminishes. In your emotional life diminishes. Physically, it diminishes because you're overworking. You seem like you want to overwork yourself today, forgetting that you have another day tomorrow. Yeah. So it does affect you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And what practical steps would you advise for women to take to create a routine that promotes rest, a bedtime routine? Because I think a lot of us we're just on go 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 mode until when we get to bed we just collapse.
Hello.
Out. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I was just asking about tips that you could give on, you know, setting a routine, a bedtime routine.
Yeah. So, and I think one other thing that I forgot to mention is to answer this question. You know, there are times when we feel like we can't sleep, we just tend to look at our phones and say, ah, maybe the phone can give me that entertainment that I need to keep myself awake. And you know, you tend to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll until eternity. I don't know when, how much time we normally tend to scroll. Yeah. And I'm a victim on this one. Yeah. Even like, I think there's nothing that is really making sense. So let me see what people are talking about on media. And you keep on looking at your media. You keep on scrolling. You keep on checking. What is this one saying? What is that one saying? By the time you realize it, you have checked people's statuses. And all of them, like, there's really nothing else to check. Mm-hmm. By the time you realize that, you find that you have lost your bedtime. Maybe it's even 23, 22. I've seen others sleeping at 0:02. I'm like, yo, 0:02, what were you doing? They even sent a message around 0:02. They even sent a message around 0:02 to say, hi, I saw a message. Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, what were you doing at 0:02? 0:02, what were you doing? I was supposed to be sleeping. Yeah. But when you look at it very well, all those people, it's literally not mostly their fault. Okay, it could be their fault, but all those are restless people. There is so much to think about in this world. So much pressure. Sometimes we normally have peer pressure. Even as big people, we have peer pressure. Just on media, you become pressured to say, I need to be like that one. I need to be like this one. I need.
Yeah.
So you find that as you keep on going, it's like you keep on feeding your mind. You keep on feeding your mind with wrong things. And yet the Bible says, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, so all those things. Number one, I think we need to remove when it set yourself a set time to say, okay, at this time I'm going to stop using my phone. I think there's some settings on the phones that were around, maybe you can put a setting around 21, your phone goes dark or black and white. I don't know if you have it, but I think I did that for myself. Yeah. Around 21, my phone had to go black and white,
okay.
Meaning it's telling me to say, yo, girl, it's time to put down your phone.
Yeah.
So whenever it says 21, it just goes black and white. And, you know, it's not nice looking at things not in color.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are some practical tips that you can put. Sometimes you can do exercises. Yeah, do exercise. You know what makes us not sleep? It's because we are not tired enough during the day. Now, when I'm saying tired enough during the day, is because we are not tired the right way.
Yeah.
We might be tired, yes, but the right way. We're not tired the right way. So you need to be tired both. Mm-hmm. You need to be tired both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You need to be tired so that you rest and then wake up tomorrow to have a revival and, you know, be ready for the day. Just as we do our devotions for the physical rest, and for the spiritual rest, and then we do our checkups with our family members for the emotional one, and then we also do our physical exercises for the physical strength. So we need to be tired during the day so that we sleep enough at night. But the thing is, we just wake up and we overwork our brains. And I want us to understand that we overwork our brains than our bodies.
Yeah.
And that needs to change.
Yeah.
We need to overwork. We need to wake. You know, the thing is, it's not the wake that makes us restless. It's the overwork without rest that makes us restless.
Yeah.
So we need to work during the day. Do some exercise, do your morning devotions, go about your business. And then when you come back in the evening, you are tired, then you rest. Mm-hmm. Leave everything to God.
That's very true. And it's incredible. I remember the first time it was some years ago, I remember someone talking about how, you know, have you ever noticed those days where you just spend the whole day on the couch, or you spend the whole day in bed, or just an unproductive day? Have you noticed how exhausted you are after that? And it was so funny, like, tired from doing nothing. But yes, you're tired.
Yeah.
But it's not the kind of tiredness that's going to give you a good night's sleep. Because now, because you've been in bed all day, or because you've been on the couch all day, now you don't have the kind of tiredness that's going to put you to sleep. Now when you go to bed, your eyes are wide open. Mm. You can't fall asleep. But it's also drained you somehow. That idleness drains you of your energy. So I completely understand what you mean by that. Yeah. And then how does trusting God's sovereignty help us to release worries that tend to disrupt our sleep?
You know, I think in as much as we are making all these things so spiritual, I think rest should be spiritual. And it's a spiritual thing. God gave us rest. But for us, just trusting God's sovereignty, it means, okay, you understand, say, just an example. Let's say, Bongi, you're saying, okay, I know financially I'm not okay, but I will trust God's sovereignty over my life. For he said that whatever I ask, he shall give me. Whenever I seek, I shall find. Whenever I knock, the door shall be opened. And so, Lord, you who said that whenever I call upon you, will answer me and actually show me things I know nothing about, I will trust that you will take care of me. And so, since you take care of me, I put all my worries at your feet. Let me sleep. Having that mindset that God is actually sovereign in your life, you will not always carry your burdens on your shoulders.
Yeah.
You will get his yoke, because his yoke is always easy. And I think the moment we realize that, the better, it becomes easier to go about our businesses during the day. Sometimes you may not achieve your goals, but you will not beat yourself to the point of you not resting. It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
You will not achieve your goals yet, but there is still another chance tomorrow, of which God will give you strength for it. So you understand that God is sovereign, even in your failures and even in your successes. He is still sovereign. So put all your worries on God and have quality sleep.
Yeah, beautiful. That's beautiful. And then finally, in what ways, Martha, can you view rest as an act of worship and obedience to God? You know, we always think worship has to be what we do in church, or even if it's at my house, it must be on my knees, and I have to be reading the Bible, or, you know, how does rest also serve as a form of worship?
Well, I think ever since I started this journey of the Christian, I think that was in 2022, I started asking God, okay, is it only me, like, do I only need to go to church further and maybe do some song service, do the chorister ring, do the Sabbath school and shine? Is it the only way that I can worship you? And I'm trying to discover a lot of things in this Christian walk that actually it doesn't end at church. It begins actually as an individual. How do you talk?
Mm-hmm.
How do you dress? How do you breathe? It's very weird, but yes. How do you breathe? How do you walk? How do you speak to people? You know, how do you eat? You know, even just how you relate with people, all that is a form of worship. You're worshiping your creator. You're realizing, you say, whatever I do not just do out of my own glory, but I'm always doing it to the glory of God. Everything. I think the Bible says that all things that we do, we should always do to the glory of God.
Yeah.
So rest in itself. God gave us work quite all right, but he said on the seventh day you shall rest. Not saying that first day, second day, third day, fourth, fifth, sixth, you'll be working 24 hours. You will be working and resting. But on the seventh is particularly for me, you know. And on that only, I think I see God telling us to say, in this way, you are also worshiping. You're also realizing that I created you in my image. Now, if you overwork my body and you don't retain enough sleep, thinking that you're the one who created yourself, how do you think that when I tell you that you should sleep and rest? So you're not resting. It's like you're telling God, you know what, God? I think my body works better when I overwork it or when I work overnight.
Mm.
So I think, I will do well even tomorrow. That's what you're telling him. But yes. He tells you to say, I created you in my own image. Yes. So I know exactly how your body needs to work.
Yeah.
I know how it needs to be. So I know that it needs rest for you to have strength for tomorrow.
Mm.
It's a form of worship.
Yeah.
You're actually worshiping your creator in your way. Yeah.
Trusting him. It's clearly trusting him, understanding that he knows the future is in his hands. He knows what I am capable of, and he is the source of my power. I'm not the one who's holding this world together. I'm not the one who's holding my family together. It's all him, and that's a form of trust. Thank you so much, Martha. Such a blessing having you on this morning, and such a beautiful conversation to have. And I pray that as we get into this new year, that our sisters out there are listening, and that they're finding that balance, or that they're intending at least to find that balance, so that they're not just overworking themselves and putting too much of the burden on their shoulders when God has invited us to give the burden to him. Thank you so much, Martha. God bless you. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Yeah. And Bongi, sorry. The other thing, I will just leave the listeners with Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, 29, and 30. It's a common verse, but it does wonders. Trust me.
Mm.
You know, 28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. He understands that we actually labor and are heavy laden.
Yeah.
I will give you rest. 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You know, he knows that the yokes we normally carry, but when you carry his, it's usually easier.
Yeah.
And then he says, you will find rest for your soul.
Yeah.
The 30 is my favorite. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Mm.
So burdens will be there, but when you carry these burdens, it becomes lighter to even walk through the journeys of life, whatever uncertainties and challenges you may face. Dear woman, trust God.
Amen.
Trust Jesus.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Jesus is calling us to the quote-unquote soft life. The soft life according to God, not according to standards. Thank you so much, Martha. We appreciate you. God bless you. Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.